With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Lisa Dwyer reports on a plane crash in Philadelphia.
A small Learjet plane crashed in Philadelphia early Friday evening, about 30 seconds after taking off.
Dead by Marina. And all the dead by units over here to Cotman and the Boulevard and Bustleton. The plane just crashed into the plaza where Macy's at.
The plane's owner, Jet Rescue, provides global air ambulance services. According to FlightAware, the jet was en route to Springfield, Missouri. A doorbell camera shows the plane exploding in a fireball as it hit the ground in a residential neighborhood near a shopping mall and major roadway, setting residential structures ablaze. Officials say there were six people on board the plane. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Investigators have said they won't speculate on the cause of Wednesday night's deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. And Juan Brown is a retired Air Force pilot, current commercial pilot. He says one of the key moments prior to the collision was a late warning from the tower to the Army training crew.
The late call out to the helicopter, do you see the airliner?
And no telling exactly what role that played. Hamas has freed three hostages as part of the ceasefire deal in the Gaza Strip. We get more details on the ceasefire and the ongoing hostage releases, all coming from correspondent Bernie Bennett in this report.
Two released hostages, Ofer Calderon and Yarden Bibas, arrived in Israel and were on their way to an initial reception point. Along the road leading to the military base, small groups of supporters waited for the convoys waving Israeli flags. Later Saturday, American Israeli Keith Siegel was handed over to the Red Cross. The six-week Phase 1 truce calls for the release of 33 hostages and nearly 2,000 prisoners, as well as the return of Palestinians to northern Gaza and an increase in humanitarian aid to the devastated territory. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. A legal victory for a whistleblowing doctor from the Lone Star State, Michael Harrington, explains.
Ethan Haim thought the public ought to know that Texas Children's Hospital in Houston has been carrying out sex change operations on children even after officials there said they had stopped. The doctor leaked documents to journalist Christopher Rufo and was sued by the hospital. A judge has now dismissed the case against him with prejudice, meaning that he cannot be sued again on the same charges. He could have been sentenced to 10 years in jail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates trying to find ways around potential bans on the drug mifepristone, the primary ingredient in chemical abortions. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that Ella, that's a pill used for contraception, could be repurposed at a higher dose as an abortion drug. Roughly two-thirds of all abortions in the country are now carried out with the use of drugs, and several pro-life states have gone to court seeking restrictions on the use of mifepristone. This is SRN News. A new nature study from India indicates success in protecting its native tigers.
India's National Tiger Conservation Authority estimates the country has around 3,600 tigers, around 75% of the global wild tiger population. The study in the journal Science says that some local communities near tiger habitats have also benefited from the rising number because of revenues brought in by ecotourism. The recovery has had other ecological benefits, as the conservation efforts also protect other species like elephants and leopards.
That's the BBC's Anbarasa Natarajan. He says India has doubled its tiger population in a little more than a decade by protecting the big cats from poaching and the loss of habitat, ensuring they do have enough prey, reducing human-wildlife conflict, and increasing communities' living standards near those tiger areas. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.